first episode of Flick Fanatics. I am a co-host, co-creator Matt Festel, and with me is other co-host and co-creator
Jackson Turner.
Get a round of applause. Now, our first movie we checked out for you was Gangster Squad.
This movie is set in the 50s in Los Angeles. It's about Sean Penn, who is playing this really evil gangster type, trying to
Mickey Cohen
take over all of Los Angeles. You know, get a hold on all the finances and
anything coming in, anything coming out, sort of thing. He's got control over it. Exactly. And that's where we're introduced to a few of our main characters, played by none other than Josh Brolin and the beautiful Ryan Gosling. They play a couple of detectives.
Yeah, I guess detectives.
Yeah. You know, Josh Brolin plays Sergeant John O'Mara, and Ryan Gosling was Jerry Wooters, and they're basically given the idea from Nick Nolte, who's their, chief?
He's the chief, guess, of, the Los Angeles Police Department, the entire thing, and they're given this mission to, you know, do it off the books and stop Mickey Cohen, played by Sean Penn, from taking over Los Angeles completely.
Yeah, so... You know, so it's said at the beginning of the film it was inspired by a true story, which usually means it's loosely accurate, but...
My guess is that I bet there was some kind of, quote, gangster squad.
Yeah.
But I doubt the actual events were very accurate.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, there were way too many explosions.
But there were a lot of gangsters.
I think the title was pretty accurate for the movie.
Yeah, they said it a couple times, too.
Yeah, they did, definitely. It's, so what did you think of the movie? What was your thoughts, initial reaction? What were you thinking going into the movie?
Going into it, I wasn't too excited. I love organized crime movies, The Godfather, Goodfellas, Untouchables, stuff like that.
Okay.
And, once I saw the preview, I thought it looked a little too cheesy, too, you know, big Hollywood explosions, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But then, when I actually saw it, I thought it was really good. I mean, they didn't play too much on the explosions. It wasn't like a Michael Bay movie. It was good. I actually enjoyed it a lot. The acting was superb.
Yeah, I agree completely. I liked, I was reading some things before I saw that the writing wasn't very good, that the story wasn't as good as the style, but it was shot really well. Like, they had some really, really good action scenes in it. It was very violent, so, you know, if you're
extra
going into
violence.
It, remember that.
Yeah.
But no, really, yeah, the actors were great. The music was pretty cool, actually. It kind of fit the era really well. And,
it was
pretty. So, you know, that goes for costume, set. It was all, dialed in at the time.
The cinematography. Yeah. That's another thing I really liked.
Oh, yeah.
There was a scene. This, I guess, is kind of a spoiler. It was a fight between the gangster squad and some gangsters. And it was in a dark room. And there were guns going off.
And the sound.
As it would...
Oh, yeah.
As the gun would flash... It would, the scene would stop, kind of.
Almost reminded me of, a Polaroid picture or something.
Yeah, yeah. It was like a strobe light.
Yeah, yeah. And when it would stop, you'd see, an actual captured photo of what was happening.
Yeah,
and then
it
would go back to what was going on. And it was, added a nice touch to it,
I thought it was really cool. They did a lot of interesting stuff with the camera work.
I
liked it.
And what else I liked, too, was there's a whole drive-up shooting at one part.
Mm-hmm.
In front of that theater type of thing.
Yeah.
And that's actually a scene where something heavy happens, and Ryan Gosling's character just basically loses it.
Yeah,
and
that was, the scene Matt's talking about is, the triggering point for Ryan Gosling.
When he really gets sold on the whole idea of the gangster squad, when he actually sees firsthand what's really happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was it was probably one of the coolest parts of the movie, the way the music was just intense, and mm-hmm. it was, you know. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
So, with all that said, what is your overall consensus? What's your final grade for the movie? Whoa. What scale are you using?
I think I'll go with a thumbs up, thumbs down scale.
Okay.
And I'm going to put it kind of at a 45 degree angle.
Okay. Okay, so that's... Okay. So it's like, that's like, hey, this is...
Yeah, this was good. It was decent. It was better than I expected. Much going in.
Okay. So on the scale you're doing, the 45, is that...
Mm-hmm.
That's why I wish we had a video for this, so yeah. We can actually show. Okay, I'll use the same scale. Thumbs up, thumbs down. So, I'm gonna give it a what's that?
Another 45 degree angle.
Give it a little more.
A little more, maybe like a 50 degree.
It's basically a thumbs up for me.
Thumbs up.
Or it is, you know, it is a thumbs up. It's a good movie. I suggest it. Yeah. Yeah, go see it.
Yeah,
it's worth it.
One problem I had. This kind of bugged me the entire time. Emma Stone's character,
yeah,
is Sean Penn's like girlfriend, I guess.
Kind of like, yeah,
love interest.
Yeah, something. His pet.
Yeah, and there's a scene where she's at a club with Sean Penn, and Ryan Gosling's over in the corner looking on, and then there's this guy that has some sort of relation to Sean Penn's character and Emma Stone's character, and the whole movie kind of played on
that
relationship.
The guy later?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah.
It was a stri-
I see that too. I see what you're saying, because it's surprising, I think, because you're like, whoa, who is this guy? Who is this guy? Yeah, at first, you know what I mean? Because remember when he, yeah. It's, you know, go see it, judge for yourself. I'm kind of with you on it. It was surprising.
They didn't explain it.
Yeah, that's...
They really didn't explain
it. Other than that, though, they explained, you know, basically everything.
Yeah, that was,
And that guy, I technically, you know, when I think of that guy, is kind of just, he was like the mutual in-betweener, sort of, when I think about it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I guess they didn't have to completely explain it, but I understand what you're saying. Yeah. So... thank you for joining us. This is Flick Fanatics' first episode. Thank you very much for joining us. Let's move on to the next episode.
Big Oscar buzz kind of movie. Zero Dark Thirty.
Very good. That'll be our next movie review, and with that, we'll also have, you know, a new segment for the show, new little something to...
little flair.
Yeah,
you know, little pep, little zing.
Yeah, definitely. A little something to add with the rest. Mix it up, you know. Like, you got, like, maybe an old movie review that we'll do, or maybe some of our old favorites of certain genres, you know. Because, so...
You can expect anything to happen.
Expect anything and everything.
Everything. Just expect everything.
Yeah. Except the video part.
Or expect nothing.
Audio.
Expect nothing, and then when something happens, you'll be like, hey, something happened.
It'll be unexpected.
Yeah. And
perfect.
You know, brighten your day, hopefully.
Well,
thanks again.
Thank you for
listening.
Joining in on us.
Like our Facebook page.
Yeah, and check out, like this video, too, and comment on it.
Yeah.
Share it.
Share it, please.
We need it, so.
We need the money. Like,
it's all the views, man. Each view is like a high five.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll see you next time.